Oasis Audio presents Quest for Celestia by Stephen James. Read for you by James Leach. Prologue. Time is a sea, breaking upon the shore of this moment, and with every splashing wave, I remember. I dream. A tale unfolds, rising out of the mists. My story overflows before me, ripple after ripple. Sometimes, when I think of that place, and my journey, and all the things that happened to me in that land, it all seems so real, so true. Other times, everything feels like a distant dream. The images overlap and blur across each other, like a pile of leaves that the wind is slowly blowing away. I look around, and I tell myself that this is real. Here is where I am. Now is when it is. And yet, somehow the past gets tangled up with the present. I wonder if time means anything anymore. Sometimes the scenes from that story seem like only a moment left over from a nightmare, lingering on the edge of my awareness and then simply fading away. Sometimes my dreams seem like an entire lifetime, and this is how it began. Chapter 1. The Wizard. I open my eyes. My breathing is fast. Sweat clings to my forehead. Something happened, I think. Something bad. Shouting in the streets has shaken me awake. Angry shouting. As far as I can tell, my parents are still asleep. I decide to see what's going on. To find out for myself. I slip downstairs and into the night. Packs of frenzied villagers comb the streets.
"He's been sighted!"
someone yells.
"Over by the livery!"
"Find the wizard!"
cries a woman nearby.
"Protect the children!"
So it is a wizard. This wasn't the first time a wizard had been sighted in our town. Every few years there would be rumors of someone from the Scaldian Mountains making his way down to our village. The elders claimed the wizards were trying to recruit new apprentices, seduce young maidens, and spread their dark magic. I wasn't sure what to believe. I'd never seen a wizard. But, like all the young men of Abaddon, I was curious. I decided to see if my friends, Erican and Terrell, were awake and would search with me. All of us were 16, and I figured that together we could handle a wizard. I slipped along the edge of our house into a side street. A pale crescent moon ruled over Abaddon that night. Bats skittered along the edge of the light cast by the torches and lanterns. A few faint stars peeked down, but seemed to keep their distance, as if they were afraid to come any closer. Though still summer, the air was unseasonably chilly. I passed another row of houses. Only two more streets, and I'd be at Terrell's house. A few people rode past on horseback, but mostly folks moved on foot, in small clusters, carrying pitchforks, scythes, and knives. Most of the faces I glimpsed in the moonlight looked afraid. I took the shortcut between the blacksmith and the shoemaker's shops. As I neared the alley between the two buildings, I heard a voice.
"There you are."
I froze.
"Who's there?"
A tall man with a snowy white beard stepped out of the shadows. I didn't recognize him as one of the men from our village.
"You're Caden, aren't you?"
He spoke with a smooth confidence that was almost hypnotic.
"I was sent to find you."
He wore a foreign-looking tunic of strange, tightly woven fabric.
"You've been chosen."
My heart began hammering inside my chest. I thought of running, but he'd stepped closer, blocking my path. I thought of fighting him, but if he was the one I suspected, that probably wouldn't be a good idea.
"Who are you? What are you talking about?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?